Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. My name is Russian Tim, and we'll start with a band called Pop. The song is called Dark Days. You're listening to Rocket from Russia. Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This is Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show where I play local, international, and new punk rock music. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm here until 10 o'clock to play you some punk rock music in different variation of that genre. I opened the show with a song called Pop. The band called Pop, a song called Dark Days, from their debut self-titled album. They're from Toronto, Ontario. And we all hope that the dark days will finish soon. Good. Today on the show, I'll play you some new music, then obviously some local music, and in the end, I'll pay tribute to the legendary Lee Scratch Perry, who passed away a couple weeks ago. I'm a big reggae and dub fan, and Leif Skrishperi was a big influence, so we'll play a few songs by the legend. But we'll start with some new music. Turnstile, a band, a hardcore band, released a brand new album called Glow On. They are an interesting band because they play kind of hardcore type of music, but they add a lot of interesting ideas in terms of production and involving different genres of music. So it's an interesting, in my opinion, hardcore band to listen to. Like I said, new album is called Glow On, and I will play you a song which is called Holiday. Good song too. You listen to Rocket from Russia. This is Turnstile with Holiday. Yes, this is the song.
I'm gonna yell at the moon.
Hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. Rocket from Russia is on the air playing new punk rock music on the air. I played a block of brand new music, starting with Turnstile. That was a song called Holiday from their new album called Glow On. Like I told you, see, like they're doing this hardcore, but they're including a whole bunch of different interesting production ideas, and I think, and obviously some great melodic moments. So I think it's a fun band to check out if you're into that kind of stuff. Turnstile is the name of the band. Then we heard a band from Chicago, they called Meat Wave. They released a new EP, which is called Volcano Park, and it's a six-song EP. I played you a song called Yell at the Moon. Meatwave, they've been around for a while. They played in Vancouver, and just new EP. It says on their website that like most of the bands, they were planning to spend majority of 2020 touring and preparing the album, but instead of that, they recorded this EP called Volcano Park, which is great. Meatwave was the band. Then we heard a new band to me. They called Strange Light. They released a debut album in the end of 2020. It's called Adult Themes. They are from California. I like this album, and that's why I played the song. The song was called Start Breaking Down. That's the name of the song. And the final track was by the band called Dirty Neil from Ontario. That was a song called Doom Boy from their new album called Fuck Art. It's funny, good funny lyrics. They actually mentioned the band called Turnstile, which I played in the opening of that block. And it's about two people being in love and both liking metal, which reminds me of the song by the band called Nerf Herder, which was called Pantera Fans in Love. I'm curious if the Dirty Neil knew about the song and kind of made a version of this romantic relationship with a little bit of Slayer. Good. That was the block of new music. Let's keep on moving. And next, I will play you some local music from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'll start with a new band. They called Lie, but the name is spelled weirdly. It's spelled A-L-I and then number 3. So maybe I mispronounce this. Maybe it's Lie 3, but probably it's Lie. I don't know. They're playing their show for, I think it's their debut show, actually. They're playing on Friday, which is tomorrow, at the venue called Lana Luz. And this is their song called OCD. Let's listen. Local band. Let's call them Lie for now until I double check the pronunciation. The song is OCD. They're playing on Friday at Lana Luz. You're listening to Rocket from Russia.
Think about yourself and how you need. like the way you talk into the television, as if it could listen. Broadcast transmissions in packets of sentience. And your friends, in the end, are like broken bones on the mend. You can lead a horse to rock and won't follow. Faustian, if I had my druthers, I wouldn't have married your mother. Tell him this. Tell him this. Tell him this. Tell him this. Tell him this.
couple days before you actually left.
It doesn't matter.
You listen to the radio station CITR. This is Weekly Punk Rock Radio Rocket Radio. How can I miss this lines which I've been saying for probably 10 years? Yeah, that's the program, a radio show about punk rock. Rocket from Russia. I'm playing music here. Good, fixed it. Now it's gonna be even better. I played you a block of local music from Vancouver, British Columbia, all brand new stuff, and let's go over the songs which I played for you. Maybe you like some of the songs and you will listen more to the local music, if you're interested. The opening track was by the band called I forced everyone to agree to call them Lie, but it's spelled like L-I-3. The new band from Vancouver, they're playing their, again, I think it's a debut show on Friday. I'm pretty sure, well, could be, at the Lana Luz, and that was their new song called OCD. After that, I played you a song called by the band called Puppet Mouth, another local band. I saw them play a couple of weeks ago at one of the breweries. The brewery was great. And that was a song called Telomeres, from their new EP called Continued Use Despite Adverse Consequences. And that was recorded with Jesse Gander at the Rain City Recorders. Then I played a song by a band called Not in Public. Their new album is called Mounted, and that was a song called One Size Fits All. And the final track of this local block was by the band called Cheer Up Champ. They just released a new album called, I think it's a EP, probably, yeah, it's an EP, Couch Surf. That was a song, the opening track from the EP, which is called Forgotten. All four local bands, and that was great. All right, let's move on to the final block of this episode, where I would like to pay tribute to the legendary Liz Crash Perry, which passed away 2 weeks ago. And I'm a big reggae and dub fan. Recently, I think I've been maybe equally listening to reggae, dub, and punk rock music, maybe even a little bit more, especially to the old 60s, 70s, 80s stuff. I don't know, I'm just, for some reason, I'm back on that, being fanatic of reggae for the past couple of years. And I'll play you a few songs by Liz Crash Perry, because he started just as a ska rocksteady singer. Then he got into production. He had a band, a backing up band at his studio. They were called The Upsetters. They started doing organ instrumentals, which you can hear a lot as a background music when I talk on this radio show. This is probably my favorite stuff by Liz Crash Perry. And then he went into dub, and then he went into everything. He started doing duos with like pop electronica music. Imagine doing music starting from early 60s and until 2020s. So, well, that's 60 years of being involved in music production and music releasing. So, definitely a historical person, Liz Crash Perry, 85 years young, because he still was wearing his crazy outfits. I've seen him play, and he is a phenomenal entertainer, and was a legend. Let's start with the song, which is called I Am the Upsetter. That was one of the first songs I heard when I discovered him. This is from his early days when he was just a singer, and that was, well, just a singer. I mean, like, before he went into production, he was a singer. Let's do it. This is I Am the Upsetter by Lee Perry. You listen to Rocket from Russia. This is a weekly reggae show now. Thank you.
sun of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evil host man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So when I check him, my last in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
We'll never work in vain. mash up the ground. Stand for the right and mash up the ground.
Hello, hello, hello. That was weekly punk rock and now reggae radio show called Rocket from Russia. I just played you a few songs in honor of Lee Scratch Perry, legendary Jamaican reggae producer, musician, singer, and just a great performer. Let's go for the songs which I played for you. The opening track was one of his early songs. It's I'm the Upsetter, when Lee Perry did just a little bit of ska and rocksteady performing and just singing in kind of like an artist. Then he moved on into production. He had his studio Black Ark, and he had this what's called house band, just a number of musicians who were pretty much playing on majority of releases which were released at the Black Ark studio. And then Lee Perry had a period of organ-driven instrumentals, which are my favorites, and you can hear lots of them as a backing music when I talk over on this radio show. And I played you a song called The Night Doctor by The Upsetters. Great reggae-driven instrumental. Organ-driven instrumental, but like organ is the main instrument, and I absolutely love the sound of organ. Then we heard I Chase the Devil, which is probably one of his most famous tracks in terms of production. That was The Upsetters and Max Romeo from the album War in a Babylon. Then the song was sampled by a band like Prodigy, and like pretty much one of the most famous Lee Perry's productions. And the final track, that was from the era when Lee Perry moved more into dub production, and he has quite a lot of dub albums, and the album Super Ape being one of those songs, one of those great dub albums. And that was a song called Zion's Blood, which I played for you, which features the beautiful vocals of singers from the band called The Haptones, which had absolutely phenomenal melodies and harmonies and just beautiful singing. Yeah, so yeah, that was the block of Lee Scratch Perry. Like I said, absolutely love reggae. He was an interesting musician, person, and just overall very important person in the history of Jamaican music. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. That was Rocket from Russia. It was really, really, I think it was a fun show. When I sat down to get ready for the show, I wasn't sure what to play. But in the end, I'm satisfied with the final result. Good, 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 good. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. I'll wrap up the show with a song by another local band. They called Wrong. Features my friend Chris Tilly, and this is their song called Bittersweet. You're listening to Rocket from Russia. That was the show. You can find all the podcasts on CITR.ca with all the other podcasts, and this is Wrong with Bittersweet. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.